all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Welcome aboard, friends. This is Captain Collins.
If you like your history completely in the raw, well, you'll find it in Frontierland, where the six-gun keeps the law.
Come with us to a world of joyous songs and wondrous miracles.
And believe me, things couldn't be any better than they are today.
Well, lay there, you fo'c'sle swab.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize. They're assembling for a swinging wake.
Disney World, for every boy and every girl, a happy ever after world. Disney World is your world.
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Howdy, partners. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train, and be sure to watch your kids. If any of you folks are wearing hats or glasses, best remove them, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hey, Mom, Mom!
What is it, Tommy?
Look, Mom, I'm flying. Why don't you try?
I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Not only see, Your Highness, but here.
Hey, sorry, folks. I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming. Hey! Hey!
You know where, Rabbit? I think I'll have to hang you.
That's all right, Brittle Fox. Hangs me if you got it. But please, please don't fling me in that brown patch.
Put up 2, 5, and 7.
7?
Yeah, 7.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring over California.
Welcome to the cutest little town in Carburetor County.
Welcome to the WDW News Today podcast, celebrating 60 years of Disney parks, bridging the gaps between you and the Disney world. Here is your host, Tom Corley. Put your hands up, cause the
night is young. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the WDWNT podcast. This is episode 349 for February 16th, 2016. As our Listener Appreciation Month rolls on, we have something special for you from our 60-hour marathon broadcast this week. It's the Family Feud returning as we have an interpromotional battle between two WDWNT original programs, Nerd Alert and the Jedi Hero Princess podcast. It's an all-out battle of Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney fans as the teams try to figure out what the 100 surveyed listeners we asked had to say about some fun and, of course, nerdy topics. All this and more Walt Disney World and Disneyland information and fun awaits you this week on the WDW News Today podcast.
Give you a quick backstory before we begin the feud. So last year we were doing this show, and I think Nick was on and a couple of the guys from Nerd Alert, and just so happened around the same time on WDWNT, Nick started this Jedi Hero Princess podcast, and these other guys started Nerd Alert, and both shows cover Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel news. And so there's kind of just this natural rivalry, but most of it is born out of the fact that Nick is okay with and enjoys maybe even the Star Wars prequels.
That's not an okay.
He enjoys that.
Who
he enjoys
has, that. Nerd Alert is a very has a very different point of view.
Do I have to change podcasts?
Star Wars prequels.
You haven't watched them yet, Zelly.
Yeah, we're dedicating a whole show.
No one's been hyping them up to me as freaking like coasters. Like no one's telling me to watch them. I can't.
Yeah. We're dedicating a whole show tomorrow why we don't like them.
Oh, is that the show tomorrow?
Basically, yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Okay. So with that being said, so a year ago on this show, it was decided, I forget who exactly said it, but it was decided that we should have the two shows compete in some sort of game. And I immediately yelled Family Feud. And so here we are tonight. All right. So I think it's time to do it. We got to start the theme song. Don't be ridiculous. Should I be able to hear it, Nick?
Yes.
I don't hear it.
All right.
Oh, do I have to hit the button? Sorry, I've been put in the booth, and I've never done this before.
Push the button, puts Frank. Tom in a booth.
There we go. Let's play the feud. The Nerd Alert family, come on down. And podcast family, come on down.
Here we are.
Let's feud. All right, folks, welcome to a very special edition of the Family Feud, which I hope we are recording. We are, good. Just making sure after the last show. Welcome to the Feud. Very special edition, a Marvel, Star Wars, and Disney edition of the Feud, if you will. And, yeah.
You can say that if you want.
So, Family Feud works just like the Family Feud. We have these two teams, and we surveyed 100 Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans. And you're going to have to give me what's on the board. Does that make sense? Have I explained this enough?
Yeah. Do we have like a fastest buzzer like to do the first one, or do you just choose a side?
I think we're just going to alternate.
All right. Sounds
good. I think that'll be fair. We'll do it that way.
Fair enough.
Yeah, how do we converse?
Just, you can talk.
We need to make group chats for each team.
Yeah, group chats. Yeah.
Chats. Okay.
Just make sure you don't kiss anybody, Tom.
Don't worry, Joe. Won't be you. Or will it?
No, it's not going to be me.
Oh boy! Yo, you don't like the prequel, so I'm not kissing you. All right. So since the newer show is Jedi Hero Princess, I'm going to let them get control. They're going to get the first guess on our very first question here in the feud. And all right. So again, 100 Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans were polled. Who are you guys putting up first? Who's going first?
Zoe, we're going to give you the honor.
Okay.
All right, Zoe. So we polled 100 of those fans.
Okay.
Name a Marvel supervillain.
I just put up the wrong person for this. Hold on. Do I have like a time limit?
Yeah, you probably should answer.
Hold on. I have Loki.
Loki. Let me see Loki. No, Loki's not on the floor. Gonna throw it over to Nerd Alert. Nerd Alert, what do you think?
I'm gonna say, let me speak, guys.
Joe's just gonna go.
Sorry, guys.
Go.
Dr. Doom.
Let me see Dr. Doom.
What?
Oh.
All right, who's next for Jedi Hero Princess?
Brent, you're up.
Brent.
All right, I'm gonna say Ultron.
Let me see Ultron.
I got this.
All right, Patrick, let me know.
Doc Ock.
Let me see Doc Ock. Hey! Number one, 30 people who were polled said Doc Ock.
Good answer.
All right, you guys want to pass or play, Nerd Alert?
Play, guys?
Yeah, play.
All right, they're going to play. Let's play the feud.
Harris, how did you get on this show?
I thought I'd been on this show.
No, you're not a Nerd Alert. Get out of here.
I thought you needed a third.
No, we have three.
We have three.
Oh, you got a third. Okay, I'm getting out of here. Ben. I'm sorry.
Jeez. All right, anyway, Ron, give me a Marvel supervillain.
Let's go with Green Goblin.
Good answer.
Let me see the Green Goblin. Goblin is number four on the board, 10 people. Said Green Goblin.
How many answers do we have, by the way?
I'm sorry. It's top seven answers on the board, so two of that already. So, Joe?
Yeah, these
name
people.
Name a Marvel supervillain.
These people seem to like a lot of Spider-Man villains, so I'm going to
go. These are Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans, not dedicated Marvel fans. I remember that.
I'm still saying they're going pretty much Spider-Man, so I'm going to go with Venom.
Let me see Venom.
Good answer.
Venom number 7 on the board with 5. Patrick, name me a Marvel supervillain.
Well, let's see. It's really popular right now with Daredevil. I'm going to say Kingpin.
Let me see Kingpin.
I'd like to phone a friend.
We're not phoning a friend.
This is how game shows work.
Oh, boy. So that's your first strike, yeah?
Yeah.
It's really hard to man this with one person, but I'm going to try. All right, so that's your first strike. You got 2 more. Ron, give me a Marvel supervillain.
I think he's still on people's minds, so let's say Ronin.
Let me see Ronin. These people didn't have any of the other ones you said. You thought they were going to have Ronin? I mean,
oh, God, I know.
Oh, it's not your turn. Joe!
I know!
Joe, we got 1 strike left, and then possibly Jedi Hero Princess can steal.
Well,
name
this guy,
me a Marvel supervillain.
This guy was actually in the title of the movie, The Winter Soldier.
Let me see the Winter Soldier. Oh, that's your 3rd strike. All right, Jedi Hero Princess, let me know. Give me a Marvel supervillain. You could steal the round.
All right, Brett, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say Red Skull.
Let me see the Red Skull for all the points.
Yes!
Red Skull on the board. 26 people said Red Skull. So what we've got revealed, we got Doc Ock with 30 points. We got Red Skull at 26. We had the Green Goblin at 10 points, and we had Venom at 5. Let's see the rest of that board, shall we? Show me number 3. Thanos, 12.
Oh, yeah.
Number 5, the Hobgoblin. There's more Spider-Man for you.
What?
And let me see number 6, the Mandarin.
Wow. God.
Wasn't even real in Iron Man 3, but he was on the board. Anyway,
I think a lot of people rode the Spider-Man ride at Universal that day.
Yeah. All right, so the score is lucky scored. JHP's got 71 points, good number, and Nerd Alert has none. Yeah. It's also the same number of people who enjoyed the prequel, so. Right. Fairness. All right, Nerd Alert, you're going to lead off. Send me Patrick Hackett.
Woo!
All right, Patrick. We polled 100 Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans. If you could pick one Disney park snack to eat the rest of your life and nothing else, what would it be?
Dole Whip.
Let me see the Dole Whip. Dole Whip is number 3 with 22 points. Okay, there are 2 answers that can beat it. JHP, who's your second one? Nick, is that you?
Yeah.
Nick, can you beat the Dole Whip?
I'm going to have to go with Churro.
Let me see Churro. Churro's not up there. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's surprising. All right, Patrick, you guys going to pass or play?
If you guys want to play?
Let's play.
All right, let's play.
All right, let's play the feud. Ron, if you could pick one Disney park snack to eat the rest of your life and nothing else, what would it be?
We got a Dole Whip. Let's go with the Citrus Swirl.
Let me see the Citrus Swirl. No one likes that. All right.
No one likes Citrus Swirl.
Oh, Joe, what snack are you going to eat the rest of your life?
I'm going to have to say Mickey Pretzel.
Let me see the Mickey Pretzel. No one's eaten Mickey Pretzel.
Oh, man, this is down to me again,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's one. We're down to the last strike already. Only Dole Whip on the board, so an easy steal possibly for JHP over there, Patrick. What are you giving me?
How about the Mickey bar?
The Mickey, or are we talking about the premium ice cream bar?
Yes, the premium ice cream bar.
Is the Mickey premium ice cream bar on the board? It is!
Yeah.
It's the number one answer, yeah. In fact. 32 of the people we polled said Mickey ice cream bar. Ron, give me a snack you're going to eat the rest of your life.
Let's go with turkey leg.
Let me see the turkey leg. Ron, I said snack you're going to eat the rest of your life, not regret, so.
Well, if you eat one, that's the rest of your life, so.
It's gone. All right, JHP, another opportunity to steal.
All right, Zoe, you came up with this one. Go for it.
Mickey Waffle.
All right, let's see. Is the Mickey Waffle up there? The Mickey Waffle is not up there. So Nerd Alert's going to get the win on this one. Not that it's a very big point win, but that's going to be a total of 54. I didn't catch any of that.
No, we're losing Zoe.
So the score currently is Jedi Hero Princess 71, Nerd Alert 54. Let's reveal the rest of those answers. I bet you're dying to know what's actually up there. Let me see number two. Popcorn.
Oh.
Popcorn with 30 votes. Number three was Dole Whip. Number four, the Cronut. The Cronut got 10 votes. Let me see number five. School Bread. The School Bread got 2 votes. Wow. And let me see number six. Mickey-shaped cookie.
Cookie? No. Huh?
Mickey-shaped cookie got 2 votes.
Are they the same person?
There's 3 cookies.
What do you mean 3 cookies?
It's a Mickey-shaped cookie.
Yeah, it's 1 big cookie,
well,
2 little cookies.
People said Mickey-shaped cookie. What do you want me to do? Jeez. Anyway, all right. We're going to throw it back to Jedi Hero Princess. Who's up?
Zoe. Zoe, can we hear you?
Didn't she leave?
Yeah. And
I'm here.
Zoe went, Brent went, I went.
Okay, whatever.
Isn't that the way it goes, or no?
No, it's someone's got to come up and start first.
Okay, so Brent.
So it's Brentster. Yeah. So Brent, we polled 100 Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fans. I'm going to keep saying that. Name a Star Wars character from the original trilogy that you might, you just might, find in Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I'm going to say Han Solo.
Let's see if Han Solo's up there. Han Solo's number 4 on the board with 12 votes.
All right, Ron.
Well, the big talk is when we're going to find him, but I think we might find Luke Skywalker.
Let's see if we're going to find Luke Skywalker. No, we're not.
Wow.
People still aren't sure about that. So, Jedi Hero Princess, are you guys going to pass or play?
We'll play this one.
You're going to play. Okay.
Wait, what are we playing? I didn't hear anything.
I'll give you the question. Is it Zoe's turn now?
No, it's mine.
It's yours. Okay, Nick. Nick, name a Star Wars character from the original trilogy you might just find in Episode 7. Han Solo is on the board, as a reminder.
Chewbacca.
Let me see. Chewbacca. Chewbacca, number 3 on the board. 15 Ooh. People said Chewbacca. Zoe, now that you are immersed in the Force, I'd like to know a Star Wars character from the original trilogy and not a Chinese diplomat that you might find in Star Wars Episode 7.
R2-D2.
Let's see. R2-D2. R2-D2's up there, number 1 answer on the board. 40 people said R2-D2.
How many are in this category?
I'm sorry, I'm bad at this. Yeah. 6, there's 6 up there. You've named 3. We've got number 1 R2-D2 up there. You got number 3 Chewbacca up there, and you have number 4 Han Solo up there. You have no strikes, so you're doing all right.
And Luke Skywalker's already been set.
And right. Luke Skywalker was set already, yeah.
Go come for it, Brett.
Brett.
You can't have R2-D2 without C-3PO.
Let me see. Woo! C-3PO, human cyborg relations. He's up there. It's number 2 on the board. 22 people said C-3PO. So
with
only
the red
two,
arm.
Last 2 are up with the red arm. Yes. Only 2 left up there, but they are the 5 and 6 answers. So, Nick?
I'm going to have to go with Princess Leia.
Let me see Princess Leia. Princess Leia's up there. That's our number 5 answer. 6 people said Princess Leia. There's 1 left. No strikes. Zoe, no pressure. Name a Star Wars character from the original trilogy you might find in Episode 7.
Lando?
If Lando Calrissian is up there, you've swept the category. Let me see. Lando.
Yeah!
There. That's a sweep of the board.
I mean.
I want to hug you, Zoe.
Let me do some adding here.
Good job.
Virtual hug.
Nerd Alert, got to start worrying now.
Yeah, Zoe would never actually hug me in person.
I think I've hugged you like twice.
Yeah.
Lando.
So the score
all I had after that was them nub.
The score now is Jedi Hero Princess 171, Nerd Alert 54. Not an insurmountable lead, though. All right. Who leads off this time? Nerd Alert.
Joe.
Joe, send Joe up here. Joe, I need to know, what should be the next World Showcase country at Epcot? What should they add to World Showcase?
Oh, man.
Spain.
Let me see Spain. Spain's not up there.
Can I take this one?
Is it
no, it's
turn?
Me.
Yeah,
me.
No, Nick.
I
Nick.
Oh, up there,
go
yeah.
ahead, Nick.
I'm going to go with the great country of Brazil.
Let me see Brazil. Mm. Hopefully that includes some cheese bread. Brazil is up there. 12 people said Brazil. Number three answer. Five answers. Top five answers on the board. Nick, are you guys going to pass or play?
What do you guys think? What do you want to do?
Play.
Play it. All right.
All right. Let's play. Now, Zoe, what should be the next country added to the World Showcase at Epcot?
Greece.
Let me see Greece. Greece is up there. Greece is the number five answer. Three people said Greece.
Right.
Brent, what country you add in the World Showcase?
Let's go with Australia.
Let me see Australia. Far and away, the number one answer on the board was 58 people saying Australia. Two more left to go. You still have three strikes. Nick?
Let's get our Soviet friends involved. How about Russia?
Mother Russia! No. Get a big red X for the feds. Anyway, Zoe, what country are you adding?
I was gonna, well, they kind of already have it, but, I don't know. I mean, Hawaii is not a country, but, like, could they add, like, Hawaii?
Do not say Hawaii.
Please don't say Hawaii. What?
She definitely just said Hawaii.
She said Hawaii! Let me
Why
see!
Why not?
The great country of Hawaii. Oh, sorry. It's not up there. That's too... That's
but
too
I would
strange.
Want Hawaiian food. I'm just thinking food.
All right. So, since Hawaii's not up there, whose turn is it, Brent?
How about some Jewish love with Israel?
Let me see Israel. That's three strikes. All right. Nerd alert.
Oh,
your
God.
Chance to steal. I need a country that should be added next to World Showcase at Epcot.
Can we discuss?
You can discuss it, yeah.
We have a chat going, Joe, if you paid attention.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I couldn't tell if that chat was going to the other people, too.
No, that's just us.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Do you think that's in there, Ron? That one right there?
But
what about all the rumors with Puerto Rico?
I don't think Puerto Rico's a country.
I mean, Puerto Rico is not a country, but people aren't
it's
that smart.
It's as much of a country as Hawaii.
Hawaii. It's
hey,
actually slightly more of a country than Hawaii.
What about New Zealand?
No, we already did that.
Let's go with India.
All right, say it.
India, Tom.
India, let me see India for the win.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Up there. Let's see what is up there. So number one was Australia. Let me see number two. New Zealand with Aussie.
You guys suck.
Oh, New Zealand. Number three was Brazil. Let me see number four. Sweden.
What?
Number five was Greece.
They just want to see a Swedish cast member.
All right.
And Nick's creepy comment of the day.
There's always at least three.
Wow. And that's his embarrassing moment for next week.
Always three there are.
So
there will be more.
You guys add 58, 60.
Oh, God, we are in so much trouble.
Well, if anybody remembers.
No, I think we're done. We're done.
No, it's not over yet.
All right, we'll see.
It's 244 Jedi Hero Podcast. Jedi Hero Podcast, Nerd Alert 54. But all right, we're moving in the next round. In the next round, for the next two, the point values are double. So it is, in fact, anybody's game still. So let's keep playing the feud. I've lost all count. Who's up next?
It's me. I'm up for us first.
But is it? So what?
It's us first, and I'm up.
Yeah, okay. JHP is supposed to go now, though. For
that's what I thought, yeah.
No, that's not it.
Who's going for JHP? Give me somebody. I don't even care.
It's Zoe.
Zoe.
What?
Yes. Scrappy-Doo.
I'm ready.
Anyway. It's getting feisty in here. Zoe, if you could retire on any planet in the Star Wars universe, what would it be?
Bespin.
Let me see Bespin. Top seven answers on the board, by the way. Bespin is up there, but it's the number three answer. Ooh. So, Patrick, two answers can beat it. If you could retire on any planet in the Star Wars universe, what would it be?
Coruscant.
Let me see Coruscant. Coruscant's the number one answer. Wow. You guys have control of the board. You want to pass or play?
Play, gentlemen.
Let's play.
Yep.
All right, play.
All right, let's play the feud. So, again, seven answers on the board. Two already up there. Number one, Coruscant, and number three, Bespin are up there. Who's next in the order, boys?
I think it's me.
All right, Ron, give me a planet you're going to retire on.
If people go to Arizona, they might go to Tatooine.
Let me see. Tatooine. That's not fair. It's a dry heat. Anyway. All right, Joe, if you could retire on any planet in the Star Wars universe, I'm sure you've thought about this a lot in your life. Which one would it be?
I probably wouldn't leave my house, but I would say Naboo.
Let me see. Naboo. Naboo is not
what
up
is
there.
Wrong with you guys?
You guys have two strikes already. Patrick, can you save the team?
Yes.
What planet can you retire on?
Endor.
Let me see the forest moon of Endor. Forest moon of Endor is indeed up there. It's a number four answer with 14. So we got Coruscant, Bespin, and Endor up there. Ron, give me a planet in the Star Wars universe you'll retire on.
I don't know who, but Hoth's got to be up there somewhere at this point.
Hoth! They should call it Colt! Hoth is up there!
He's retiring to Hoth!
Actually, the number two answer on the board! With 24 people want to live on Hoth. I guess if you live in the Northeast, it's probably no different. Just a lot less walkers and a lot more garbage trucks.
So what numbers are we missing on the board?
All right, so up on the board is number one, Coruscant. Number two, Hoth. Number four, Endor. Am I missing one?
Bespin.
And Bespin's number three. I wasn't sure on that one. So the top four answers are up there. Coruscant, Hoth, Bespin, and Endor. Three left to go. Who's up next?
Me.
Joe, give me a planet in the Star Wars universe you're going to retire on.
I'm going to say Yavin.
Let me see Yavin. Yavin's up there. It's the number five answer with just six votes.
Oh, my God.
Patrick, there's two left on the board. Where are you going to retire?
I don't know.
Kashyyyk.
Let me see Kashyyyk, the Wookiee planet. It's up there, the number six on the board. One strike left, one left to go. Ron, no pressure. Where are you going to retire in the Star Wars universe?
Dagobah
is not up there. There's only one answer on the board, Jedi Hero Princess. I need a planet in the Star Wars universe you're going to retire on.
Yeah, take it.
All right.
For it, Jedi.
Really? You like that one?
Oh, I don't like that one. Don't do that one.
Do that one.
No.
Let's see.
I need an answer.
Yeah, I know. Jakku.
Let me see Jakku.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! Seven answers!
Yes!
Unbelievable!
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, man. Wow. That's worth triple the points. That's the whole category.
Oh, my God.
Here you go.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that one.
I left my wallet in the other room.
I really did, though.
You do some math.
You and your big mouth, Patrick.
You have a big mouth, Patrick.
Everyone that we kept saying, you guys kept saying and getting it. Like,
so the score currently is 432 points for Jedi Hero Princess and 54 for Nerd Alert, which is really sad because you guys got six of the seven, but that's how the feud works.
Who's retiring to Hoth? Oh,
I mean, and no one knows Jakku.
Less people voted for that than Hoth, though, if that makes you feel better.
And we had the discussion that Endor is a gas giant and not earlier.
Right.
All right, who's up?
Yes, we are. You guys are.
It's me, I think.
Yeah. All right,
oh, it's still going on? They're not at the final point yet?
I'm not doing the math. There's two triple point categories after this one, so.
This reminds me of my statistics class when I was failing, and I went into the final, and the teacher said, you need 140 points to win. To pass.
All right. Ron, name a movie featured in the Disneyland Forever fireworks show.
I got this category.
Remember, this is people serving.
I'm just taking Frozen just to annoy them.
Let me see Frozen. Frozen's the number one answer on the board. You guys want to pass or play?
I'm the only one on this team who's seen this. But
if we give it to them, they're just going to get it. However, if we make them, there's a chance. No, she knows them all.
Let's just go for it, I guess.
All right, let's go for it.
Let's go for it, I guess. All right, let's feud. Who's my up to Joe?
Yep,
Joe.
Joe, name a movie featured in the Disneyland Forever fireworks show.
Tangled.
Let me see Tangled. That's true. For one. Patrick, name a movie featured.
Nemo. Oh,
Finding Nemo. Let's see if we can find him on the board. Nemo's up there. Nemo's number two. So you got number one Frozen, number two Nemo. Top five answers on the board. Ron, give me a movie featured in Disneyland Forever.
Winnie the Pooh.
Let me see Pooh Bear. Winnie the Pooh is indeed up there. That's the number three answer. So answers four and five are still to be found. Joe.
Toy Story.
See Toy Story. That's two strikes. JHP, get ready to steal. Patrick, name a movie featured in the Disneyland Forever fireworks.
Oh, God, I don't know. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins! Is that there? JHP!
I'm ready.
For the steal.
I got this.
There's two answers left on the board.
Little Mermaid.
Let me see the Little Mermaid for the win. It's there! Points are going to go.
How is it possible?
Let me see.
Jungle.
Oh, just wait. Let me see the last two on the board. Number four, Cinderella.
Wow.
That's not even in it.
That's correct. It's not, but we surveyed people.
Let me see
number five, Inside Out. I have Jack.
Inside Out is not in it.
But we surveyed people, and more than one person said it, so it's got
to
go.
It's got to go up there.
Okay,
it's
Zoe.
In the version you could watch on Hoff in your retirement home.
So was that a triple score?
That was a double score, so you guys are going to get.
Yeah.
That these people that they surveyed are SoCal Select pass holders.
You guys got 180 points out of that.
Oh, appreciate
that. That was a good score.
It's still not enough.
Oh my god!
Way to keep positive.
I'm done.
Joseph, new Marvel hero, Captain Optimism.
Well, you were like, get ready to steal this.
It's a very close game with the triple point categories coming up. It's 432 JHP 234.
Is this me or you?
Nerd alert. Yeah, you got two more left, and they're both triple point categories.
Me or you?
So let's have this.
Tom, real quick. Categories there are.
Yeah.
What? What are lifelines do I have left?
You have be quiet or pay more money to the charity.
You interrupt the host and you don't even know the question.
Just when you think you have the answers, I change the questions.
All right, Patrick, thanks, Hot Rod. Get it together.
If Patrick keeps asking for this, do we have to make crystal straps ask everything in a question?
Oh, he lost. Anyway, Patrick, you are still our only game show champion. Except for our friend who comes into the radio station sometimes that won at the game of Millionaire at the Park. So anyway. Who's
I won
up?
$10,000 on Game Show Network. Did you? Patrick, yeah.
All right. Who's up?
I'm coming
Nick.
Up.
All right, Nick.
I'm up.
Nick. Top four answers on the board. Points are tripled. Only one strike. You only get one strike. Oh, Nick, tell me something you like about the Star Wars prequels. We polled 100 people who have actually seen the Star Wars prequels.
Are you sure?
Yep, they said they did. They also said Inside Out was in Disneyland Forever, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I hate these people.
I got two here. One is General Grievous.
Let me see, General Grievous. Number one answer with 21. Wow. Nick, do you want to play or pass? There's only four answers on the board.
Play.
One strike.
No, so we.
Why not?
You're playing?
Fine, no. Pass it, Nick. Pass.
I'm passing this one.
You're passing it. All right. Is it Joe's turn? Please tell me.
It's my turn. I'm ready. And I'm ready for this one.
Joe, tell me something you like about the Star Wars prequels.
The only thing I like, Darth Maul.
Yeah, let me see Darth Maul. You only have one strike. Darth,
what?
It's not up there. Come on. All right, JHP, you got to give me something else that's up there. Give me something you like about Star Wars prequel.
That was one strike.
That's what it said.
It's one strike.
Only one strike.
It's the last one.
Nick, look at my text.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so good, yeah.
Yeah. What up?
All right, we're going with that. Pod racing.
Let me see pod racing. Please don't. What is wrong with you, pod racing? No one likes pod racing.
So,
get out
so
here.
Nobody gets the points?
No, they go to Nerd Alert.
But they didn't get any work.
But yeah, you passed it.
You passed it.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. All right, so let me see number two. Lightsaber fights.
I hope nothing's up there.
Number
I was
three. The CGI!
Damn.
And that's number four, Natalie Portman!
I knew it! That was my answer! Zoe!
Oh, that was
about
triple
Natalie
points.
Portman.
If Jar Jar was up there, we were all going to quit the network, right?
Damn. I should have went.
You can only walk out if you're during WWNT the weekend. I'm sorry.
Quiet. You...
I thought Maul for sure would have been up there.
Yeah.
I did like your answers,
though. That being
Zoe.
Said, there was not a whole lot of points in that round.
What did we get, like 66?
Yeah, something like 63.
Definitely
that
63.
That one said Natalie Portman at the outset.
So the score is JHP 432, Nerd Alert 297. It is closer, and it really is anyone's game. Who's leading off?
Patrick.
Who's the final one?
Patrick.
All right, Patrick. Yep. Mm. If you could have any Marvel again, points are tripled, one strike, top six answers on the board. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna make this. There's six answers up there. I'm gonna make this three strikes. Let's go three strikes on this one. All right, Patrick. If you could have any Marvel superheroes powers, who would you choose?
Spider-Man.
Let me see Spider-Man. Spider-Man is the number one answer. 40 people said Spider-Man. Do you guys want to pass or
play? We're gonna play.
They're gonna play. Let's feud. All right, Ron, if you could have any Marvel superheroes' powers, which one would you choose?
Thor.
Let me see the mighty Thor. No,
what?
Thor.
Oh, I was going to say Thor.
Joe, if you can.
Don't say it, because
I'm not saying it now.
Joe, give me a Marvel superheroes whose powers you want.
Captain America.
Let me see the cap. Captain America is indeed up there. It's the number four answer on the board. Patrick.
Iron Man.
Let me see Iron Man. Iron Man's number two on the board. 27 people said Iron Man. Three answers still up there. Ron, whose powers do you want?
Wolverine.
Let me see Wolverine. Stick. Wolverine is up there. 10 people said Wolverine. So answers 1, 2, 3, and 4 are up there. 5 and 6 still to be discovered. Joe, whose powers do you want?
Silver Surfer.
Let me see the silver.
Silver. Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Silver Surfer. Oh, no, it's not up there.
I couldn't think of anything.
I think he went to Hawaii to surf, actually, the country of Hawaii. All right, who's up, Patrick?
Yeah, Tom, I'm getting angry.
This is the last strike.
And you won't like me when I'm angry.
What's your answer?
Hulk.
Let me see. The Incredible Hulk. JHP, get ready to steal. The Incredible
what?
Hulk is up there.
He smashes!
There are two answers left.
But he wants to get rid of that power.
game is on the line.
Review the answers that are up there.
Number one, Spider-Man. Number two, Iron Man. Number three, Wolverine. Number four, Captain America. Who do you think is still up there?
Brent?
Name on the line.
I'm going to go Black Widow. Neither does Iron Man.
Are we?
Good answer. Good answer.
All right. All right.
We're doing
Black
this?
Widow is up there. Jedi Hero Princess wins. If not, I have to do math. Let's find out. Let me see. Scarlett Johansson. Let me see the Black Widow. It's not up.
Yeah!
Let's see what is up there. Number five. Xavier.
Oh, Professor X.
I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that counts as a
I almost feel like that should be swear jar worthy, but anyway.
It's close.
Let me see number six. Quicksilver.
Oh,
Quicksilver's up there. All right, Tom has to do some math. Hold on.
You know, the way these answers were going, I thought Batman was going to be up there.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
It's a tie. I hope it's a tie. That
would
did
they hold
laugh.
Enough of a lead there? It's going to be crazy.
Oh. Your calculator.
You know, I really want to rewind and talk about the Disneyland Forever fireworks situation because you guys should have looked at like a YouTube video or something and seen if these answers were actually in the fireworks show.
Talk to the people that were polled.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they do. People are
that's
so
just like stupid.
Uneducated voters. It's a big problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So calcium.
Don't blame me. So, I voted for photos.
Oh my God.
Make Disneyland right. Forever great again.
Here is the final score of the first annual Nerd Alert versus Jedi Hero Princess podcast family feud. Final score, Jedi Hero Princess 432 points. Nerd Alert 552 Woo! Points.
Woo!
Is the champion of the family feud.
Watch your wallet.
What a game. Jedi Hero Princess had control the whole game. But, oh, just was not.
Wait, where yeah, that, is that last bonus round?
Yeah, Tom, that rule change really helped them out at the end, too.
It sure did. All right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what the heck?
Oh, boy. Thanks for watching the feud. I smell a rematch next year.
Heck yeah.
It's on now. All right, stay tuned for Back to the Future, coming up next. Nick, get in here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like that will do it for episode 349 of the WDW News Today podcast. As always, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. You make the show possible and worth producing every week. And I know we're trying to get back on schedule here. I know we have six more shows to do before this month is out, but they're planned out, and actually many of them are actually recorded already. So it may only be a day or two until episode 350, and then we got a couple more shows for you this month as well. But everything's getting recorded. We're getting stuff done. The premiere of WDW News Tonight has been holding up some things. We had some problems with episode two. We're working through some stuff, but we're figuring things out. And there's plenty more podcasts to come this year, and certainly plenty more this month during what we're calling Listener Appreciation Month. We just wanted to get this one out to you, and I'll preview what's coming up the rest of the month towards the end of this. But first of all, a couple quick reminders you'll need to know in the coming week. First of all, to contact us here at the show with any questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com or use social media, which, of course, you could follow us at twitter.com/WDWNT or at WDWNT.
We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/WDW News Today. Don't forget about WDW News Tonight every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch that right at WDWNT.com on the listen page on the air. The show airs there as well as on AM 1520 WBZW in Orlando. There's a replay on Saturday on FM radio, and a lot of cool stuff happening with that show. It's something completely different, something out there, and we're having a lot of fun with it, so make sure you tune in. And, of course, they're available on demand, whether it be you can watch the video stream on YouTube. They're up on our YouTube page right now, episodes 1 and 2. And as well, they're available for download. Look for WDW News Tonight on iTunes. You can find it and subscribe to it there as well. Coming up on next week's show, it is a big one. It's episode 350, and in celebration, we're going back to the future. One of the... this thing's already recorded, and I have to say, it's honestly one of my favorite segments we've done in years. We had a lot of fun. It's a really interesting group. A couple of people that are not always on. We brought some people back to celebrate episode 350. It's a really, really fun Back to the Future on the Matterhorn. We examine its history at Disneyland and how it almost got built at Epcot. It almost got built at the Magic Kingdom. It almost got built at Disneyland Paris. All the changes to the original over the years. All that and more examined, and a lot of off-topic shenanigans as well. Episode 350, I think, one of the best segments we've ever done. It was so much fun to record. I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to it as well. Coming up the rest of the month, we've got another episode. We're going to have an interview with Disney legend Bill Sullivan. There's another episode where we're going to do the tryouts for a couple of new podcasters. We're looking to bring in some new staff, so that should be exciting. We've got the commentary for the 2015 Christmas Podcast Parade. A whole lot more coming your way before Listener Appreciation Month is over, our way of saying thank you to you for sticking with us through a couple of interesting years, and going to be some good stuff ahead. So since I just previewed next week's show and the next few shows for that matter, that means that this week's show is officially over, and I can now end it with the corniest catchphrase in all of podcasting. That's going to do it for this week. We'll see you all next week. See ya real soon.
Thanks for listening to the WDW News Today podcast, and be sure to tune in again next week as we continue bridging the gaps between you and the Disney world. Also, be sure to check us out online at WDWNT.com. For everyone at WDWNT, this is Brian Summers saying goodnight, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Anyway, babe, I gotta fly this coop and migrate back to Hollywood. My birds will call your birds. We'll do lunch.